12 o'clock on a winter's night, says the clock in the city's town hall. A time when most people, and children especially, are sound asleep in their warm and downy beds. But Susan and Peter have stayed up late once again to have another look at the Christmas window. Listen.
Peter, we passed our bedtime.
Yes, Susan, I know. But I had to see the window again before I went to sleep.
But aren't you awfully sleepy?
Well, I usually am at this time, Susan. But now I guess I'm too excited.
I always am when I'm looking into the window. I wonder what story we'll hear tonight. Look, Peter, the window's disappearing.
Yes. Be careful, Susan. Wait till the window's all gone before we go in.
Oh, Peter, isn't it just lovely tonight?
Yes, it's like magic. Well, the glass is gone. Come on, Susan, I'll help you up. Be careful now. That window ledge is pretty high. There, we're in.
Peter, so still in here.
Hello, Peter and Susan.
Peter, that beautiful little princess. She just spoke.
It was so quiet in here, we surely thought everyone was asleep.
I guess everyone is, but me. You see, I've already slept 100 years. That's why I couldn't go to sleep if I tried.
You've slept 100 years?
That's an awful long time.
Who are you, princess? I mean, do you have a special name?
Why, yes, I guess I do. It's Sleeping Beauty. Would you like to hear how I got my name?
Yes, yes.
We certainly would, Sleeping Beauty.
Very well, then. I'll tell it to you. But you'll all have to speak very quietly so that we won't wake the prince. Now then, we begin. When I was born, my father the king was very happy. He gave a grand banquet for all the fairies in our kingdom and gave them wonderful gifts of gold and silver and precious stones. In return, they each gave me a wonderful gift. And just as the fairies had finished their wishes, the door to the banquet hall opened, and an ugly old fairy appeared.
The king! I must talk to the king!
Yes, here I am. What is it?
I'm Crone, the oldest fairy in your kingdom. Yet you did not invite me to the banquet in honor of your daughter, the princess. I demand an explanation, your majesty!
But, my dear Crone, you never left your castle for 50 years. We all thought you were dead.
You mean you didn't want to waste your precious gifts on an ugly old fairy like me? That's what you mean, your highness?
Believe me, Crone,
may be king of this realm, your majesty, but I'm its oldest fairy, and you cannot spurn me thus. I've come now not to bargain for your precious gifts, but to make a wish for your little princess.
Yes, Crone? What is this wish that you want to make?
Listen, king, and all of this company assembled, listen well. I make this wish that the princess should pierce her hand with the spindle at the spinning wheel and from it die!
Die!
This is my wish!
You can imagine how thunderstruck my father was. Then one of the fairies stepped forth from behind a tapestry where she'd been hiding and went straight to him.
Your Majesty.
Yes, my good fairy.
Do not weep, sire. Comfort yourself. Your daughter will not die.
But the wish of the crone.
I have the last word. And in fairyland, the last word is very important. It is true that I have not sufficient power to undo entirely what my elder has done. The princess will pierce her hand with a spindle. It is true. But instead of dying, she will only fall into a deep slumber, which will last 100 years.
100 years? And after that?
After that, sire, a king's son will come to wake her.
My father, the king, thanked the good fairy for her help. In the hope of avoiding the misfortune that the old crone had predicted, he immediately published a proclamation by which he forbade anyone to spin with a spindle on pain of death. Well, 15 years had passed, and I was quite grown up by then, and had forgotten the old crone's wish. Then one day, as I was exploring the top of our castle tower, I came upon a little garret. I opened the door and saw an old woman. She was doing something I had never seen before. What are you doing there, old woman?
I'm spinning, my child. See? Here's my wheel. Here's my distaff. And here my spindle.
Oh, is that the way you make cloth?
Yes, child.
The design is so lovely. May I try your spinning wheel, old woman? I've never worked one before.
Oh, of course, child. Here, I'll stop the wheel first and show you. Now, first, I'll give you this spindle.
What is it, child? What's wrong?
The point. It pricked my finger.
Child, you're so pale.
You look as though you're going to faint.
Oh. Help! Help! She's fainted! Help!
I don't know what came over me. It was just that I suddenly felt terribly, terribly sleepy. Then I heard the voice of the good fairy.
Princess, dear little princess, can you hear me? You are about to sleep for 100 years, my princess. 100 years is a long, long time. But I will help the time pass for you. I will give you a beautiful dream.
And true to her word, the fairy did. She touched everybody in our castle, and they all went into a deep sleep. She flew out of the window, and the trees and bushes grew high and tight together, so that no man or beast could pierce them. And so the years passed, and people forgot what had happened, and knew only that there was a castle deep in the dense woods, which nobody of their generation had ever seen. And then it was, 100 years later to the very day, but the son of the king in the next realm to ours chanced to pass on a journey. He saw the dense thicket and the castle towers looming above him. He became curious then and asked questions of an old woman on the road.
Tell me, old woman, what is that castle and who lives in it?
'Tis the ancient castle of a king of this realm, O prince. Now 'tis inhabited by a fierce, man-eating ogre.
What? Do you believe this?
'Tis a place of mystery, O prince. Ghosts live there, and witches stop to rest atop the castle towers, and strange lights are seen in the turrets every night.
And you, old man, is this what you believe?
No, prince. More than 50 years ago, I heard my father tell a strange story of this hidden castle.
Then tell it to me, old man. You have an honest face. And I will take more stock in your story than in these old wives' tales.
He said that the castle was inhabited by a sleeping beauty, an ancient princess of long ago and all her court. He spoke also of the son of a king who would come one day and wake her.
When the old man had told him the story, he was all afire to enter the castle. The peasants told him that he could not enter because of the trees, but he only laughed. He walked toward the trees, and they parted to let him by. The drawbridge came down as if worked by a hidden hand so that he could cross the moat. The huge main door opened by itself and entered the castle. And now this story can be told from my own point of view. I remember a voice whispering in my ear.
Awake, lovely princess. Sleeping Beauty, awake. It is I, the prince.
The prince?
Yes. Awake, my love. I see your eyes are opening, and they are blue. Blue as the ocean itself. Look at me, my love. Look at me.
It is you. You have come. Oh, thank heaven you've come.
Yes, I've come. I've come to tell you that I love you and to take you away with me. You shall be my queen, the loveliest queen who ever sat on a throne.
And then it was that all the gentlemen and ladies and servants of the court awoke with me. And, of course, the good fairy's prophecy had come true. My prince had come. We were married, and we've lived happily ever since.
My, that was a beautiful story. Very beautiful story.
I enjoy it very much, Sleeping Beauty.
My, the eyes on both of you can hardly stay open. You'd better go home. It's very late.
Yes, I think we'd better, Your Majesty. Thank you for the story.
Good night, Your Highness.
Good night, Susan and Peter. Good night.
There's the window, Susan. It's coming back.
Yes. Wasn't Sleeping Beauty lovely, Peter?
She certainly was. Gosh, I'm so tired. Be careful when you jump down, Susan. You know what?
What?
I think I could sleep for 100 years, beginning right now.